Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. O good provider, hear our plea, and listen to our earnest prayer, that through these 40 days of Lent, we learn to trust your loving care. We spend our time and energies constructing barns to hoard and store, and celebrate our liturgies to Mammon, God of always more. When Lazarus is at our gates, and species made extinct by greed, may what we choose to fill our plates be no more than we really need. As earth now circles into spring, and through the mud new life appears, we pray our Lenten journeys bring the joy that wipes away all tears. O Abba, food of those who fast, O Christ in whom the least are known, earth's rising sap, O Spirit spring, come raise to life what you have sown. Amen. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Come, ring out our joy to Adonai. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come before God, giving thanks. With songs let us hail Adonai. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. A mighty God is Adonai, in whose hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are God's, to whom belongs the sea and the dry land shaped by those hands. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Come in, let us bow and bend low. Let us kneel before God who made us. For God is our God, and we the people of God's pasture, the flock that is led by those God's hands. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah. As on that day in the desert, when your forebears tested me, when they tried me, though they saw my works. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says Adonai, from the day that your ancestors left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet your people have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their forebears. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of God's love. They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of God's love. They refused to listen and rebelled against the command of Adonai. They forgot the greatness of God's love. Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. They forgot the God who was their Savior. They forgot the greatness of God's love. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches.
rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters.
For the unity of humanity and the common good of all earth kind, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and liberation, in his teaching, his parables, and his example, Jesus revealed that to live fully as the image of God, each of us is called and gifted to meet the real, practical needs of our sisters and brothers. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in living by his values and bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor, which fulfills the whole law. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, oh hear us, dear mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our love. Amen.